Top Power Solar is the sponsor of the Monica Go podcast. You need to be independent. Come on and join us. Help yourself beat the bills. Call 407-881-8993. 407-881-8993. And put your roof to work for you. Top Power Solar.
Making me nervous, but I'm usually not nervous.
I am excited today, beautiful people. Thank you for joining us. I just love to do my podcast, and I love to do it when I have such beautiful people that could be vulnerable, could be big, could be bold, can be beautiful. And that's how this woman is. Her name is Dr. Randy War. She's a book coach. She's an editor. She's an owner of RM Infinity One Stop Possibilities. She's also a chancellor of the World University of Leadership and Management, a GIA chaplain, a former owner of the Egyptian Language Centers. She's a best-selling author of 8 books, a visionary, an educator, and so much more. She's also an influencer, and she's a traveler. She's a world traveler. She is a humanitarian. And I am so honored to be able to say that Dr. Randy War, she's my friend. I always learn from her. And guys, I know that you are going to learn from her as well. Dr. Randy War, welcome aboard on the Monica Go podcast. This is your platform, my beautiful lady. And thank you for getting on with us.
It is my pleasure to be here. We've had some struggles getting here today, but we're here. We won't tell the audience that, but we've had sometimes issues trying to get this started, but we're here at last. Exciting.
I know. I love it. And I think the most exciting thing is that when everything is so much a trouble to get on or to do things in life, that things stop you to see the glorious things that are behind all this, you come in and really are... You have gratefulness in your heart. So I'm grateful. And I know that you're a successful woman. I've seen you in different platforms. I've seen you walk so humbly and so authentically and unapologetically. My Spanish kicks in once in a while. But you have a story behind all of this success. And it wasn't one thing that you were born successful, but you had to struggle and you had to go through hard things. Today on the Monica Go podcast, it's going back to basics. And I would love for you to be able to bring out your heart and inspire these people that have no hope, that are saying, what am I going to do with my life? Am I able to get out of this place? So tell us a little bit about
this. Well, my story starts really when I was a kid. I had a bad father who was very verbally abusive, not physically abusive, but told me I would never have anybody that loves me and I would never succeed, even though I graduated as valedictorian in my high school class. I was smart, but I hid in my books because I've had such low self-esteem because of my father. But then when I was 15, I also hurt my left knee and I didn't literally walk for 5 years of my life. They told me I would never walk again. It was because I was catching a ball in my physical education class and my knee went out of place. And because of that, for 5 years, I did not walk. After 4 years, I had knee surgery. This was back before knee replacements were not
five
even.
5 years without walking.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. But there was no such thing as knee replacement. So they did a tendon transplant when I was 19, but it didn't work. They paralyzed my leg from the knee down. So it took me, and they told me, you're never going to walk again. But that nerve did come back after months of physical therapy. And me doing my own physical therapy, because I lived in a small town. There was no fitness, you know, center or anything. But I taught myself to walk in a year. All right. So I've had trouble with my knees all of my life. I now have 2 artificial knees. And Monica, I am now walking after all my life of having pains. I'm walking 2.5 hours a day.
Are you serious?
2.5 hours a day. Yes.
I can. Oh, my God.
Because I can. Because I can. I've never been able to do that. I still don't run because it's hard for me, but I can walk now. And believe me, I know everybody says, well, this, you know, you're walking 2.5 hours. It's a big deal for me because I've never been able to do that. You saw me in London and you saw how I was struggling. And that was after my second knee replacement. I've had 2 now, but I'm so perfect now. that I can walk 2.5 hours. Okay. Well, I'm a happy person overall because I never give up on anything. But in 2019, right before COVID shut down the world, I lost my husband of 47 and a half years.
Okay. 47 and a half soulmate. Years of marriage.
Yes, of marriage. Yes. Mm. He died of lung cancer after putting him in the hospital with double pneumonia, which was bad enough. 31 days later, he passed away from lung cancer. The diagnosis was made 9 days before he passed away. That's how quick he went. I was grateful for that because if it had been during COVID, I wouldn't have not been able to be with him. But I was devastated. I had had a car accident in 2014, which broke 8 bones in my body. I was in physical therapy for 8 months. And the book behind me, I wrote during my physical therapy because it was my kind of like my salvation, my mental therapy to write this book. So I've been through a lot in my life. You know, they told me I shouldn't have survived that accident. But losing my husband was the most devastating thing in my entire life because I had no control over that. I can control what happened to my body, my knees, the accident, but I couldn't save my husband. So there was a lot of guilt. There was also, and I know you're a minister, a time when I was blaming God until I found in the Bible that on the day we were born, the day that we're going to die is already predetermined. And I had to accept that. And I also had to accept the fact that he didn't suffer for a long time. It could have been years with lung cancer and had the same results. And I got to be with him and it was before COVID, but I was still devastated. So I promised him on his deathbed, because he knew he wasn't going to make it, that I would continue to dream bigger, which is my motto. Don't dream big, dream bigger. You know, live your life to the fullest.
Don't dream big.
I promised him.
Dream bigger.
Yeah, wow. Dream bigger. Not just big, but bigger.
I'm going to quote that on my social media, my dear lady. Randy Ward, dream big, dream big. Oh, wow. I love that.
Well, the whole thing is it's copyrighted. Believe, don't dream big, dream bigger. The sky is the limit, so reach for the stars. It's in my Egypt book that I wrote. Okay. That's my copyrighted life philosophy. And I do try to remember that every day of my life. When you have your hard days, remember, you have to continue to dream bigger. But anyway, so during COVID, I was devastated, but I had promised him that I would continue to dream bigger and live my life. So by accident, I got onto this phone call with this coach who was teaching, going to have a course. And I thought, you know, this is another way as an educator and as a writer that I can help people. So I became certified in life harmony, holistic emotional intelligence, NLP, and communication mastery in 4 months, guys. I know I'm an overachiever.
Okay, wait a minute. You're Wonder Woman. Okay. You're Wonder Woman. You're not an overachiever. You're like powerful woman. Wow.
Well, anyway, I did that from like April to July 1st. And then I started my next career as an inspirational visionary book writing consulting coach and master editor, because I'm an English teacher. So being a master editor and teaching people how to write their stories was an easy transition from being an author and a teacher. So that's what I'm doing now. And I'm so happy. I've edited a lot of books. Some you have been in, of course. Yes. And part of those anthologies are part of the 8 international best-selling books that you mentioned earlier. And I'm hoping the one behind me is going to be my next one. This is the novel I said that I wrote when I was in my physical therapy for my 8 broken bones, including my neck. I had a neck brace on for 93 days, a cast in my arm, 4 fractured ribs, 2 fractures in my pelvis, a collapsed lung, lacerated spleen. They told me I was lucky to be alive. I had 4 trauma doctors, 18 days in the hospital. And when I got home, I was in so much pain and couldn't move. And I thought, I can waste my life here or I can do something productive. Random Wanderings became my salvation. As I said, it's 300 pages. It's an adventure novel. I hope everybody will buy it. I'm getting my 5 copies soon for my fiance. Yes, I'm engaged again. God sent me love again. So I'm very blessed.
Getting married again. No, wait a minute. She broke everything in her body. Here she's reconstructed.
Yes.
She was paralyzed for 5 years. She couldn't walk. And now she's walking 2 hours a day, which is something that I think that every time you get up in the morning, Dr. Randy, you say, I'm walking. I don't care if it's whatever. Yes. I'm walking.
Yes.
I think it's so inspirational for those of us that haven't had these type of sicknesses or broken bones. And we kind of like think about, should I do it? I'm justifying myself. How do you think that when you justify yourself, when you're supposed to do something, you have everything together and you don't do something for yourself. What would you say to these people? What would you say? Get up and move it. You got everything. What would you say with these inspirational quotes that you have?
Well, you know, I have 5,000 Facebook friends, and a lot of those are young people around the world, especially in third world countries that have lost hope. And they keep telling me, I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I said, yeah, you probably are then. I said, you called me a loser. I said, no, you called yourself a loser. I said, if you believe in your mind that you can't do anything, you won't be able to do anything. Exactly. But see, I believe I can do anything, including teaching myself to walk and survive a horrible car accident that I had to be cut out of the car. Because my mindset is, this is not going to stop me. I have skills and talents that the world needs to know about. And I say that in a humble way, because I know I'm not perfect, but I know that I can benefit this world, and even a small way, and everybody can. You know, it's up to you to decide who you want to be and how you want to help the world. And everybody has talents. Use those talents, no matter how big or how small they are, to help at least one person in this world, and you are a total success. And so to me, success is not measured by how much money you have. It's how you have helped the world, how you've inspired somebody. If you have, as a teacher, I've had thousands of students, and I still am friends with many of them. And some of them are in their 50s now, because I'm 74 going on 26.
Oh my God, you're a powerful lady. I love her. I love her. Don't you love her?
Well, that's another thing. I decided years ago I was going to be 26. The reason I picked that number, 21, you're just barely an adult. 30, you're starting to go over the hill. So I'm eternally 26. And my mindset is 26. Now, the body may not always agree with that, but my mind says I'm 26. And at 26,
that means I'm the only crazy woman that did that. In my mind, I'm always 33 for some reason. Okay. So, okay, I'm enough to be mature enough, but I'm still young to know where I'm going. So I'm like her. She's 26. She's younger than me. And I am 33.
Well, you know, with our young numbers, that means we still have a lifetime to achieve those dreams, because I still have a lot of dreams that I want to do, a lot of goals. And I, at 26, I still have time to do them. And God willing, I will have the time to do them, because I'm healthy now. By the way, during COVID, I gained 35 pounds, and I'm a small frame woman. I have now lost those 35 pounds, partially from changing my diet, not eating those Ruffles potato chips that I love so much, and walking those 2.5 miles. And so I'm back to where I'm, you know, a healthy weight before my husband passed away. So that helps too. So in other words, I just set goals for myself and I do my best to achieve them. And if it doesn't work immediately, you have to reset the goal. You have to find another way. So never give up. That's another thing. People have to never give up. Your first plan doesn't always work, but that doesn't mean the ultimate goal will not be achieved if you just change the way you do things. And that's exactly what you have to do.
And I think live your life to the fullest. But when change comes, sometimes change hits you and pauses you in such a way that you just stay there. That hit, it's traumatic. It's so, so difficult. And I think that today, as Dr. Randy was talking to us, she was not only hit in her soul, in her mind, but also physically, and nothing stopped her. She was all around, as she is as a woman. But this mindset, guys, we need to grab out of this. This is delicious meal right here that we're feeding out of this woman. This is a full meal for you and I, just to capture all of this. Nothing can stop you. What is your mindset? Let's change this mindset. I love in the book of Romans where it says, don't just be stuck in the things that you're living right now or in the things of this world. Renew your mind. And this is a testimony right here. She renewed her mind. She's able to call out all of these blessings that have come over her. But, you know, God wants to do blessings and miracles. But if you're not willing to accept them, he can't perform. And obviously, this is a performance of willing, of faith. This faith is, extended so much that God had to grant her health, her integrity. And now her new love. What is up
Yes.
with the new love thing? Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, I met him online, which I was thinking, oh God, I'm online marriage, you know, a relationship. But I actually have met him in London when we went to an event in London. And also I was with that chancellorship that I am with that university, I had to go and give out honorary doctors to two people in Bangladesh and to Nepal. So he came to be with me there. And you actually know him too. And a little secret, in October, we hope to all of us go to the Philippines. And guess who will be marrying Dr. My masseuse and me? Little hint, she's sitting beside me. Well, not literally, but virtually.
I want to go, and my precious husband, Pastor Manny, we're going
yes,
to have
yes.
the honor to be marrying my dear, sweet Dr. Randy War in the Philippines, guys.
Yes.
And I am so excited. Dr. Randy, just to see this change suddenly of love.
Yes.
I love him. I think he's handsome. He's great
yes.
with you. He takes care of you in such a way. And he's
yes.
complimented a lot of things that that you do. You know, you're really talking the same language. And that is
right.
very unique and beautiful, needed in a relationship, don't you think?
And we're so different. He's from Pakistan. He's trying to get his visa to get here. He's Muslim. I'm Christian. We don't care. We believe in the same God. We're both very spiritual. He's younger than I am. So hopefully I won't lose this one, because the other one was older. And I miss my beloved husband so much. But he has so many of the same characteristics as my Bill. And I'm not trying to compare them, because he's very unique and very different. But by being similar, he has a good soul and a good heart. And I
yeah.
know that he genuinely loves me as much as I love him.
Well, honey,
and that's
you're
important
26.
To me.
That's why he fell in love with you, because you're 26. So that's what
he always says that too. He says, well, you're 26. You're younger than I am. Thank you for saying that. Yes, it's our joke between us. Yes.
Well, that's a joke of all three of us, because believe me, I didn't know that one. But Dr. Randy, if something else would have hit you, of like it hit you so hard, in the times that we're living worldwide, that things you can't control, how do you face that place of not being able to control things? Because people right now are wanting to control, but they can't, and they feel overwhelmed. Would you close that up for us? Because your testimony is powerful enough by itself, but control in this case could limit you, or could be a platform to launch you. So what would you say in reference?
You know what? There is so much negativity in this world. And I think a lot of that's come since COVID. A lot of the true personalities of people come out. People you thought were kind and wonderful aren't so kind and wonderful. COVID really shows who they are. I just try to keep smiling, and also to surround myself with positive people like you and your husband. I eliminate all negativity. I know, and like I said, I'm a Hallmark Channel person. In fact, I've got all the Christmas movies on right now.
Hallmark.
It's July. It's Christmas in July. I only watch the news when I have to, because it's so devastating. I mean, all the crime and the killings, and teenagers now killing each other and killing other people. And it's just ridiculous. So I just say, try to change what you can in the world by being a positive humanitarian, and eliminate the negativity where you can too, because it will only bring you down. I just tried, as I said, to surround my people, who I think are doing good things, and just pray for the others that they'll come around and join us eventually. You know, that's all you can do.
You're such a beautiful woman inside out. I just want to say another thing. I'm writing my English version of F it. And she's going to do my forward. And I can't thank God so much for you, the teachings that you always leave. Every time you come in a room, it's gumption, it's class, it's wisdom. It's so many things that you inspire so many people like me around the world. I want to honor you in front of everyone and just say, I am humbled to be your friend. I am humbled to be a learner. And my first time that I wrote something publicly. It was in one of her books, and 100 Successful Women in Business. Yes. And I just can't thank so much. I'm grateful for you and everything that you represent. And I'm thankful for being part of your life. And I can't wait to hug you in the Philippines, woman. You better hug me so hard.
Yes.
Okay. And kiss me a lot of times. Beautiful people, I am here.
I'm a hugger, so it'll happen.
Oh, yes, I know. Me too. So, Dr. Randy Ward.
You're making me shy with all those sweet words. Not sure I deserve all of those, but thank you so much for being my friend, dear. And like I said, we're getting to know each other more and more and more every day. And this is awesome. And like I said, Monica is one of the good ones. So I love her to death. I don't know your husband well, but I get to know him. And we're going to get to have some fun with the Lonely Organization and the United Nations Day in the Philippines, Manila, in October. So we're excited about that.
We're excited. We're going to be speaking in Manila, and we're going to be giving the best of us for other communities. And we're honored to be able to be invited to this. So thank you again, Dr. Randy. I love you. I love you. And people, remember, I'm going to have more information for Dr. Randy Ward in this information right down here. So you read it so you could follow her and her social media. And wherever she's located, you'll have a ton of things to learn. So thank you again for joining us in the Monica Go podcast. Hey, we love you wherever you are.
Bless. It's my pleasure. Love you too. Good night. Bye-bye.